Yo, this is Platinum Mike Perry. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
Beep, beep. I don't know. Now all of a sudden the equipment works.
Hey, I'm back.
Oh my! I liked it better when you were gone.
I know you got to push me out, but I'm not going.
I definitely tried. So BKFC, what number?
Oh, this eight.
Eight.
Eight coming up.
Announcement coming up in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Any guesses?
You
don't even know what weight class. So
oh, it's heavyweight.
How do you know?
I think it's what's it called? The Bigfoot.
The Bigfoot?
I think it's the Bigfoot. I think it's Bigfoot versus somebody else that's heavy.
Well, seeing that if it is Bigfoot, it would need to be a heavyweight.
Of course.
Nobody has guessed it yet. Nobody has guessed either one of the fighters.
I think it's going to be Bigfoot versus, go with the, what's that guy's name? Emilio Estevez?
Estevez. Good job.
The Mighty Duck.
Uh-huh. That's Emilio.
The power of an arm.
That's Emilio.
Emilio.
All right. This is, I will give you this much.
Yes.
It is Bigfoot.
Is it?
It is.
Yeah. Bigfoot. All right. I'm getting good at the guessing thing.
But who his opponent is another story.
Is it the meathead?
He's in Bellator.
Oh, he just lost. Well, speaking of college football and guys retiring
from...
What
does that have to do with the big announcement that's coming up in 11 minutes?
Nothing except I'm filling time between now and then. But another NFL guy who left the NFL and found a career in combat sports.
Well, hold on a second. Hold on a second. It really bothers me.
Why?
It really bothers me.
What bothers you?
He left the NFL.
He left the NFL. He was a Purdue Boilermaker.
He left the NFL.
Yes, Matt Mitrione left NFL.
And this isn't disrespectful to Matt. This isn't disrespectful to Brock Lesnar.
Okay.
Brock Lesnar didn't leave the NFL. He was asked by nobody wanted him.
Okay, but still.
He didn't leave the NFL.
What I'm saying, there's life after the NFL.
No, absolutely.
And there can be life for Andrew Luck doing whatever he wants to do.
More importantly, there could be life for you after this radio show later today.
No, my name attached to this show means nothing in my future.
Your name attached to this show means nothing as well. It's the same thing. It means the exact same thing. But it just, you know, when you say that, you know, former NFL player, it makes you seem like.
Like you're not a real martial artist. Like Greg Hardy, is he still a football player or is he a.
No, it's
UFC star.
I don't believe he's a UFC star.
Okay.
He's a UFC fighter.
Did I see him with Damon Feldman? Is he doing a celebrity boxing?
No, there was a press conference down in Miami, you know, for both the ATT guys. That would have been last Thursday.
Okay.
While I was in Atlanta and Michelle Watterson did the tour throughout Tampa Bay that we helped set up. Then they did something down there with Colby and, you know, all the other ATT guys and obviously former NFL football player Greg Hardy.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is roping in. And again, Matt Mitrione has done a whole lot more in the NFL than I have.
Sure.
I understand all that.
Of course.
Brock Lesnar has done a whole lot more in the NFL, as little as it may be, than I did. But to me, saying former NFL player makes you think Greg Hardy. Not Greg Hardy. I'm just saying somebody that's played X amount of years. You know, Marcus Jones. When Marcus Jones retired and left the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, former NFL player. That's just me. And I know I'm wrong. I get it. But it's like calling a good fighter a legend. They're not. You're just roping everybody in, and you're not.
The other day, I was on Fight Pass on Stream TV, and I was watching, and they had the Marcus Jones, your boy. They had this fight on there.
Which one?
What he lost. I don't know.
Well, he lost to Mitrione and Brendan Schaub.
I think he lost. It was the Mitrione fight. But he was a big boy, man.
Who?
Marcus
is a big
boy. He's like 6'6", like 280.
And one of the things that, you know, and I ask a lot of these athletes, you know, from time to time, you know, do you love what you're doing or are you just good at it? Marcus Jones told me he never liked football. He was the number one draft pick. Very good player, made a lot of money,
right?
You know, with the playing for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but he really didn't like it. He was just good at it. It's, you know, he did well. But it wasn't his love. It wasn't his passion. And, you know, that's where we are with Andrew Luck. It's at the point now where it's not his love. It's right. Not his passion.
Everybody has the right to choose what they want to do for a career or a hobby or paycheck. So, yeah, let him go. Doesn't want to play your Colts anymore, so let him go.
7 minutes until we reach out.
You're dropping the breaking news.
It's a name that people are going to know.
Big time.
You are going to know this name. And I'll say this again. No, I'll wait.
Okay.
I'll wait because I don't want to give this away. I think if I give this little hint, people may know who it is.
Do you have any prizes for somebody that wins? Like,
yeah, I was going to give a pair of tickets to his fight.
That would be awesome. Let's
to the first person.
Open it up.
It's been open. It's been open. All you have to do is message us on Facebook. Us, you know, the first person to post who the main event is, BKFC Tampa, October 19th, would win a pair of tickets.
I'm gonna unblock you and then send you a. Then I'm gonna submit my answer.
Wait a second. You're gonna unblock me?
Yeah. Unblock you from social media, and then I'm gonna submit my answer and then reblock you.
I don't know what that means.
Just that's stupid.
Shocking. Something you said is stupid. Now I have you blocked.
Oh well, yeah. We're mutually blocked each other.
Well, no, you didn't block me.
No, I blocked you first. You can't double stamp a triple stamp. What's that Dumb and Dumber? You ever seen that movie?
No.
Where you like it's like
You can't handle the truth. That just happened. That just happened. That is,
I can't handle a lot of things.
All right, so some of the things I talked about before, you know, when you were in the ozone.
Yeah.
Who's your pick, Damian Maia or Ben Askren?
Oh.
We're about 7 weeks away.
I'm going to go with Askren because he's younger. He's got more endurance. Damian's a boa constrictor on the ground, literally, you know, but I don't think it gets to the ground with Askren. He's got a point to prove.
So where's Askren going to win?
He's going to bang with him like he did Lawler. He's going to...
Hold on a second. Hold on, rookie. He didn't bang with Lawler.
He banged with him in the first round.
No, he didn't. He got hit by Robbie and almost died. So where did he bang with him?
No, he has a point to prove.
He does. The
Masvidal fight is the fuel for the fire. I think you're going to see a more focused Ben. I think you're going to see a dangerous Ben. I think you're going to see a no-nonsense Ben.
I agree with all that. But Ben Askren is only good on the ground. He's a great wrestler. He's going to try to out-wrestle, and that's how he's won. I don't think there's a human alive from this point forward, because I don't know if he's already been submitted. But I don't know of anybody from this point forward that can submit Damian Maia.
That's a tough one. I mean, for that matter, anybody named Maia coming out of Brazil is pretty tough.
Well, and Silva, and...
Alves.
Vieira.
Vieira, yeah. Don't mess with the Vieiras.
Well, that's my trainer.
I know.
I'll put my trainer's jiu-jitsu up against anybody's.
There you go.
I would have loved to have seen David Vieira Silva, because he's Brazilian, right. So his real last name has to be Silva.
They're all Silva. It's like the Pakistanis are all Patels.
Well, it's Smith. It's, you know, Williams. It's all that. And what's shocking is I'd trained with David and Daniel Vieira for years, never knowing that their real last name was Silva.
Okay.
You know, but right. I went to their house in Rio and stuff. But I would have loved to have seen David Vieira, who did fight here locally, fight against Damian Maia. I would love that. David, a two-time Abu Dhabi, still training, still going out, still winning, still doing big things.
That's awesome.
So, right. Go back in time. What did we just miss? UFC? Anything that we've missed since last time we spoke?
Was there a UFC last week? There wasn't. I wasn't in the UFC. I jumped the gun. I thought China was supposed to be last week, you know, with all the...
I think it's this week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's a fight pass, right? Or it's a fight night, 157. There's
That's your job.
A lot of names that you...
That you can't pronounce.
That are all bringing up the rear of the alphabet. A lot of X's and Y's and Z's.
And then next weekend is Dustin Poirier.
Yeah. And Dubai.
And Khabib. I passport. You said, I have a passport. You'll take care of the tickets.
Yeah, I'll get back to you.
How come that didn't happen?
Oh, I mean, I'm still stuck in this restaurant.
Well, you got people here.
I can't go unless I'm free.
Maybe you should. Never mind. I was going to say something really not nice about Pete.
Oh, God. But, I think the fights, what do you think about Khabib, Poirier? Two different styles.
It is two totally different styles. And, you know, I guess you have to go with until somebody is competitive against Khabib.
Yeah.
I mean, I like Dustin Poirier. I hope it's his time. I like the guy a lot. But I don't know.
I mean, if he's going to go in there and bang, like, with Gaethje and it's a brawl, I give Poirier, you know, a chance. But
that's not how Khabib fights. That's not going to happen.
It's not going to be there. But, I mean, he's an AT&T guy.
AT&T?
AT&T.
I have stock in AT&T. I'm glad that Dustin's now supporting AT&T.
He's the AT&T guy. So,
So you have the Wheaties box guy. You have the AT&T guy.
I mean, I don't know. I think this is a tough fight for Dustin. I mean, he's been a journeyman. He's been there forever. He definitely deserves a shot for sure. No question. But I just don't know. I think Khabib's on a different level.
And we'll find out in 2 weeks.
I hope I'm wrong. No, I like Dustin. I think he's a...
You know, I don't have, you know, either side, but you said Dustin Poirier is getting his time. You know, the guy that we're about ready to have on, this is the big announcement.
Okay.
You know, I'm pretty pumped because David Feldman said that we can announce it.
Okay.
And this is the hint that I wanted to give out.
All right.
And people that know me know that when I take a picture, which is rare,
okay,
what do I not do in photos?
Smile.
I do not smile in photos. I don't know why, but there's certain people, and I've told you this, and Chris Lytle is one of those guys, that whenever I'm near them, it just makes me a better person. It makes me happy. I don't know why. The main event for Saturday, October 19th, against Bigfoot Silva, is a guy that makes me smile every time I see him.
And it is?
And it is. Drum roll, please. Gabe Gonzaga. Gabriel, how are you?
Wow.
Hello. good. Fine. Thank you.
This is the big announcement. Gabe will be the main event on Saturday in our town, in Tampa. How long have you wanted to get into bare knuckle?
Man, that's a really interesting event to fight. You know, that's a really test. The test, if you really want to boxing someone, that's the best test you can have. So that event, then I was looking. But I was kind of a different perspective. I just won the World Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu Champion last weekend. And then they called me. And then, okay, let's start again.
You know, the thing that was interesting to me, Gabe, is that a lot of the guys that are getting into bare knuckle, you know, are guys that have told me, listen, I just want to do one. You know, I just want to worry about boxing. I just want to worry about throwing my hands. And a lot of them are not jiu-jitsu guys. So I found it, even though I love the fact that you're going to be in town and I love that you're joining BKFC, you know, part of your background is your jiu-jitsu. Why have you decided to kind of just center on boxing?
I love challenges. I did the one, just one boxing professional fight I won. And I have a long time training, standing, a really long time training for boxing. And I did really basic foundations in boxing. I have a really love for boxing. So that's one way to test myself. And that's don't have a bad event than that.
Any advantages at all to... I'm sure you're going to do research. I'm sure your team's going to research Bigfoot, but it's somebody, the two of you have known each other for so long. Is that an advantage for you or really for both of you that you do know each other?
I know him. He know me, but we never trained together. We never had I know him like you know him. It's not much. Maybe you know him better than I do. But he's a nice guy. That's what I can say about him. He's a really nice guy. Nobody can I talk about him. Have nothing to complain about him. So he's an honor to fight with a big name like him, too. So it's going to be a really nice fight.
Speaking of nice guys, and I don't know if you heard when we were introducing you, every time I've seen you, you're always smiling. It seems like you're having a great day every day. Have you ever had a bad day? Have you ever not smiled?
My wife would say the opposite. No, I like my life. I like the people giving appreciation for the sport that I love, that the martial arts that I be involved since 14 years old. So I love the environment. I love to be around people that love what we do.
How is training, how will your training be different now that you're going to just bare knuckle? Will you do things differently? And if you do, and you can talk about it, what is different about training for this fight that's coming up on October 19th in Tampa?
Not the main difference. It's a boxing fight, so you need to be prepared for boxing. The big difference, going to have no gloves, so you need to have a little bit of different approach on the sparring, because the punch pass through, because don't have gloves on boxing training. The big gloves kind of help to block the punch coming. So you need to have a better mobility to avoid the punch. And that's pretty much this.
Your last fight, I think, was just over a year ago. I mean, have you been training? What have you been doing to stay in shape?
Yeah, like I said, I fought last weekend. The biggest event of martial arts in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, the World Championship, I just won. I am in a really good shape. I train every day with my students in Squared, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu Academy. And I'm really comfortable with my shape right now. And right now I'm starting the preparation for the fight, so I have a really good beginning start, so kind of really confident.
Normally, I don't talk about Matt, my co-host, owns two pizzerias in town. We normally don't bring it up until after the fight, but because it's a heavyweight fight, will you have to watch what you're eating? Meaning, can you eat pizza before the fight, or do we have to wait till after the 19th to bring you into the pizzeria?
No, I can eat anything. I believe you need to be smart what you eat, just don't slow you down or, you know, feel bad about. But I can't eat anything. I'm not restricted with my diet. Maybe a few years ago, I started to pay attention more on what I eat, but not because my weight, it's more because a feeling, how you feel during the day. So how, if you feel tired, if you feel like lazy, and I noticed a lot of the times that what you're eating make you feel like that. So I can eat anything, but I choose some things to eat just to feel better.
All right, so maybe what we'll do is we'll save the pizza for after the fight. We don't want, not the pizza sluggish, but we'll make sure we hook you up with some pizza. Before I let you go, talk about how not what the contract is, but talk about how your contract negotiations with Dave Feldman went, what it was like dealing with Dave Feldman here at BKFC.
Actually, it was a really good deal. I think it was kind of... he giving the right value for the fighters. I think everybody that is there is happy. So I believe that is really important. And let's see how gonna be after the fight. Before the fight, it's always good. Huh?
Oh, I know what you're saying there. Gabe, I am so happy and excited. I'm happy that I was able to make the announcement. I'm excited to have you in my hometown of Tampa, St. Pete. We will talk again before the fight. We'll get you into the pizzeria, you and your whole team, during the fight. What?
Well, Gabe, I just wanted to
I'll just sit there and be quiet.
No, but my wife is Brazilian, and a good friend of mine has the healthiest pizza in Brazil, Pizza Sodavio. And he sent all the recipes to the Federal University in Rio to test that it was the healthiest. So when you come to Tampa, I have pizza for you and your whole team, and it will be the healthiest pizza you've ever
had in your life. Don't get me wrong when I said I was pay attention to what I eat. I love pizza. I think pizza is really good meal. Just depending on what you put on the pizza. So
sure.
Get ready. You're going to have the best pizza in your life when you come to Tampa, my friend.
Before the fight, after the fight, we're going to take care of it. Gabe, again, thank you for your time. I'm very excited. I'm sure you've seen the photos of us together. If not, I'll send them up to you. I've always smiled every time I've been around you. You're an awesome guy to be around, and excited to have you with BKFC.
Thank you very much. That's really good to feel and hear this kind of vibe for people around. So thank you.
We will talk to you again very soon. That is your main event, taking on Bigfoot, Gabe Gonzaga. Just an awesome guy.
Huge.
You know, it's just every time I've seen him in a lobby. I've seen him on the way to our hotel rooms because I used to stay in the same hotels. And I'm like, Gabe, can I get a photo? Which I normally don't do, but it's just I need to be lifted up from time to time.
Yeah.
And that's the guy that has always done it, along with Chris Lido. And like I said, there's a few people, Randy Couture, that just make me feel better about myself. And Gabe is one of them.
That's what it means to be Carioca or Brazilian. Like, that's what the people from Rio are called, Carioca. So it's just the culture, man. People in Brazil are happy. They're good people. They're happy people. And they always make people around them happier.
So there's your announcement. Gabe Gonzaga taking on Bigfoot Silva, October 19th in Tampa. It is, you know, everybody continues to say, well, how are you going to top? You know, there's this will be the eighth one. Obviously, the last time they were here in Tampa with Paulie and Artem,
right.
You know, everybody was in town for that.
Sure.
Everybody was excited for that. And you have to always try to top. You have to always try to top. And nobody knew if you could. How do you top Paulie Artem? Honestly, I'm intrigued.
This might be.
It's heavyweight, so anything can happen. It's two guys that bang. I am intrigued because Gabe is a jiu-jitsu guy. Just won the world championship.
Forget jiu-jitsu. What do you do with the Crow Cop? I mean, his leg kick.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a few MMA fights that I remember the finishes to, but that leg kick was so shocking. I can remember where I was. I was still in Denver at the time. I mean, I remember the bar that I was at when I watched that. It shocked me, and it's going to be crazy to see him use his hands and not his feet.
Gabe has fought some of the biggest names in the sport, fought Randy Couture, you know, for the heavyweight title.
But you're right. Just like
went to a decision with Stipe. Here's all my notes that I didn't even look at.
Just like bodybuilding, you're only as good as your last contest.
And, well, that's true.
And bare knuckle is putting together one competitive fight, one fight card that keeps beating the last one, and it keeps building momentum. So,
well, and you know, on the same line, and we've had best Harris ever contestant Caleb Harris, and you know when he was on, and we talked about, you know, everybody's Artem, everybody's Paulie. Everybody's talking about Johnny Bedford, you know, all these guys that have been on the show and are the names. And then Caleb Harris has the knockout, arguably my favorite knockout of all time, you know, that I was able to witness, that I was 8 feet away from, you know. So every card tries to top the card before, and having Bigfoot versus Gabe, I'm intrigued because this would be like Big Show and Braun Strowman when the whole, you know, ring fell apart. Will the ring withstand Bigfoot Silva?
You mean the squared circle?
The squared circle. Well, it's still a ring. It's a, yeah.
Squared circle. Who corrected you at the last
Johnny
one?
Johnny Bedford. No, it wasn't the last one. It was the first one.
Oh, okay.
So at the very first one in Cheyenne, Wyoming, we were getting ready for the event to start, and the fighters in the back getting their little talk or whatever, and somebody said, hey, do you know where somebody is? And I said, yeah, he's cage side. It's just the first, you know, and it was Johnny Bedford who corrected me. First he thought I was, you know, didn't know the sport or whatever. So you could just tell by the way he said it.
Thought you were a casual Matt McClellan. I mean, a fan.
Yeah, he thought I was a tool Matt McClellan. And he was wrong.
Oh, that's true.
I'm pumped. Now, you're not going to be here for that, right?
No, I'll be here for the 19th.
I thought you were gone Saturday to Saturday.
No, I'll be gone from the 6th to the 14th.
All right, what days of the week? I
leave Sunday and I get back Monday the next week. So 6th. I leave Sunday, back the Monday.
Leave Sunday.
The 6th. Get back the 14th, Monday.
Ah, okay. So you missed the UFC on Saturday, but you're back in time for it. Okay.
I'll be here for bare knuckle. And speaking of another guy that retired early.
Now, if you would have guessed, you might have had tickets so you could go to it. But
I know. But after UFC 210 and his second loss to Daniel Cormier, Anthony Rumble Johnson retired. And here we're talking about him coming back to fight in 2020.
You.
Well, if he gets through me at the celebrity boxing, then he is looking to fight a top 10 ranked opponent in 2020, but at heavyweight, not the 205 lightweight, which Jones seems to always dominate. Thoughts?
I was just sending a thing off to Gabriel.
Okay.
Because I forgot to say that he's going to get his package of 8-man strong.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe it was like a heart emoji and like a...
No, I just like the guy.
He's a great guy. He's a Brazilian guy.
And it was kind of funny when he said, you could know Bigfoot better than I do.
And you probably do.
I don't. It's not like I know these guys. I mean, I've interviewed Gabe before. I've interviewed Bigfoot before.
Sure.
You know, He's wanted me to get that Bigfoot tattoo as well.
Did he?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's do it. Let's get matching Bigfoot tattoos.
I said the tool Matt McCluckin will get it. You know, not oh, I.
Speaking of McCluckin, what's up with your boy Cluckemeyer? And like he's the outlaw, and he's like wearing jerseys with like the outlaw. What's up with your boy, the Rays?
I have not watched a Rays game in 2 years.
I know.
And this is serious. Okay. You know, if you were to offer, not that you have it, but if you were to offer, if anybody was to offer me, pick a number between 1 and 3 trillion.
2 trillion.
If somebody was to offer me $2 trillion to name 3 players on the Tampa Bay Rays, I could not do it.
Oh, that's tough.
I couldn't. The guy you just said, Kiermaier.
Yeah, Cluckemeyer.
That's, I don't know anybody else. Snell. Isn't there a Snell?
Snell Island.
Right, but Snell won the Cy Young last year.
Oh, yeah, he's hurt. I think he broke his elbow.
If you said, I'll give you $1,000, tell me his first name, I couldn't do it.
Blake. No, Blake Snell.
Did not know that.
There it is.
It is that.
Yeah, but he's either retired or injured, quit.
I don't think he retired.
I don't know. Did you hear one of their players in the farm system, their like AA league, that his wife, baby, and mother-in-law were killed by the brother-in-law this morning? It was breaking news, somewhere in Virginia.
No, that's not funny.
It's not funny at all. I'm just breaking the news because that's what we do here. But that's so prayers go out to his family.
Awful. All right, let's go on that. I don't know where to go other than to a break, just so you know, we can think about that for a minute. And live every second, live every day like it's your last, because it's very possible it could be. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Stout Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Pound for Pound, the best fighter in the world, Floyd Mayweather, and you're talking sports with Randy, the best in the world, Harris.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Join the Humane Society of Tampa Bay on October 12th for their signature Black Tie Gala, featuring adoptable pets, silent auction, cocktail hour with complimentary wine and beer, dinner and dessert, live entertainment, after party with dancing and cigar bar by the Riverwalk, and much, much more. Make sure to secure your spot now. Sponsorship opportunities and tickets sell out early. Buy tickets and learn more about our sponsorship opportunities at TuxesTalesTampa.com.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
The Monday Night Players Show returns to the Press Box in Tampa for the 19th consecutive year from 7 to 8 p.m. during the football season, where we feature a different player every week. Please join us for the hour, ask a question or two, maybe get a photo or autograph, and enjoy the awesome Press Box food. That's the Monday Night Players Show from the Press Box, located at 222 South Del Mabry in Tampa, every Monday night, 7 to 8.
This is Mike Evans with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
This is Knockout Radio coming to you live from Porta Pizza 2. Such a good song. Why'd you jump the gun? I'm just so excited. But before the break, I alluded to the tragedy that occurred today in Virginia. I want to read you the official statement from the Tampa Bay Rays organization released, according to CNN.com, that on behalf of Blake Bivens. Earlier today, we learned that Blake Bivens, a pitcher with our AA affiliate, the Montgomery Biscuits, suffered a terrible tragedy in Southern Virginia. Our hearts are broken for Blake. We are grieving with him, and we'll support him any way we can. So in regards to his brother-in-law taking the life of his wife, his child, and his mother-in-law. So, you know, it's one of those things where we talk about these gladiators, you know, like all athletes of modern day, you know, sports are modern day gladiators. Let's be honest. Like, they're there for our entertainment. They put their bodies through irreversible damage and you know, CTE and devastation. You see Andrew Luck walking away from the game that he loves. But, you know, when life trumps all sport. And it was nice to see this week Andrew John Jones reaching out across the line of sports to humanity and wishing condolences to D.C. Comier when his dad passed away last week. And he put his beef aside, and he wishes family condolences. So, I mean, how do you feel, Randy? Like, is a beef till the grave, or do you think that it's the right place for a guy like Jones to wish that publicly for DC?
I guess I can go either way.
If you don't like somebody, you should keep it authentic, keep it 100, and never change. Or do you think there's a place for political correctness or just humanitarian correctness in situations like that where death is involved?
You know, again, it depends on how big the beef is. I think it says a lot, you know, about John Jones, you know, to reach out there and say, I crossed the lines, you know, and I feel bad. And I get it. It depends on how much you dislike somebody. If I dislike somebody so much, even though, you know, where I stand with death, I would hope that I would still reach out and say, hey, I feel bad for you. Because I don't wish death upon my worst enemy.
Sure.
You know, but I think it's big ups with the hatred between John and DC.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think that's, you know, I think some of these fans, I think some of these people forget that Andrew Luck is a person and he is a human. And, you know, mentally, if he's struggling, mental wellness and mental health in our country is rampant. You know, and if he feels that he needs help or he can't do what he's supposed to do for his job or to perform at his level, and he decides to step away for his own sake and safety, I think the fans should jump on board and support that. I don't think they should get this backlash. I mean, people are calling for his head in Indianapolis because they feel betrayed and he walked away.
I wonder if the main thing that people are so upset about is the timing of it. You know, don't you think if he would have done it six weeks ago?
Before they had drafted their fantasy teams.
Well, yeah.
I mean,
that's part.
O.J. Simpson was on Twitter and said, Andrew, you couldn't have announced this yesterday before I drafted you as my, you know, quarterback for, you know, so O.J. Simpson, and, you know, we all know about his past. I mean,
I'm not sure I would want to cross him.
You don't want to stab him in the back. that's a guy you don't want to double stab.
I'm not saying anything. So, also, I reached out to Nico Price. We'll try to get him on next week. He's on the October 12th card as well against James Vick.
We got fights coming up in China. Are you excited about China fights?
No, I'm excited about the announcements on these Tampa cards.
Oh, that's,
this Tampa card is going to be, seriously, there's some good fights.
There are. Nico Price?
Nico Price is on it. Max Payne.
Yeah, Max.
Max Griffin
Max
will be on
Payne
it.
Griffin.
So he'll be in to make some pizza as well.
What's up, Max?
We may do a show on Wednesday from the pizzeria if we don't do it from the hotel. Well, you're not going to be here, so
no,
it don't matter.
Be here. No, I won't be here.
Well, you will be here. No, you won't be here.
I'll be here in the spirit.
No, we'd rather you not be here in spirit. Because more times than not, your spirit's awful.
I want to look up the China fights. I mean, I won't be able to say anything.
No, if you're looking it up, you're going to have to read the card. Mm-mm. You have to read the card.
I will not.
Then you will be fired.
That's not fair.
Well, you make your decision.
What if I Andrew Luck and I just resign and quit?
Okay, go ahead. Like you did the first hour. It's all right.
Well, I was on an extended break.
Yeah. Well, you do whatever you need to do, however you need to do it. So start reading the names.
Oh, boy. Let me see here. All right, so it's a UFC Fight Night 157. Prelims are on the ESPN. Now, this is going to be taking place at 3 o'clock a.m. Eastern time. So, obviously, are you going to be awake for that?
No.
You're going to be up for breakfast by then?
Well, I want to be in the... What time will it be here?
3 a.m. Eastern time.
Yeah, that ain't happening.
That's for the prelims.
That ain't happening.
Your UFC Fight Night 157 main card, ESPN Plus, occurs at 6 a.m. Eastern time. You going to wake up early for that one?
No.
And then your main event, 157, the 115-pound UFC Women's Strawweight Championship, Jessica Andrade versus Willie Zhang. Zhang. There's a lot of Z's in this. But, man, there's...
Read them.
I can't. The Jigalang Zhang Kyung Wu... How about this? I'll just take Respect the Deck, RZA, Jizza, Method Man.
What's Respect the Deck?
The Wu-Tang Clan, baby. Taking all of them. Wu-Tang.
I don't know what that means.
The Shaolin Masters, like the rappers.
No idea what you're talking about.
Well, I'm going to take all the Wu-Tangs.
So. Wu-Tang is fighting?
Yeah, they're all Wus. Wu, Lu. You know, so I'm taking, I'll take Respect the Deck.
You know, lightning's gonna hit this building. At least let me get out of here, you know, before it happens. Who are you taking, Frank Mir or Roy Nelson?
I got to go with Mir.
Really?
Well, Big Country. I mean, he's a tough guy, but Mir's just got the experience.
Oh, and Nelson doesn't?
No, he does, but I mean, it's just...
Well, the comment was stupid. I mean, I don't mean to give you a hard time. Well, yes, I do. You know, if you want to go with Frank Mir, that's fine, but to say you're going to go with the experience... I'm not sure Frank Mir has more experience than Country.
Well, but...
I'm not saying Country has more experience than Mir.
But I've never seen Country really do anything, like, martial art-wise. He just goes in there and, like, you know, bangs
rubs his
out.
Belly.
Right, rubs his belly and, like, you know, avoids being knocked out. You know, like...
But he's pretty good in jiu-jitsu.
Yeah, but Mir's, like, he's legit.
I mean, and so's Roy.
I know, but I think Frank... You so said what's, who's going to win? I said Frank.
And you can have an opinion, that's fine, but what's more impressive? A 218-pound jiu-jitsu freak or a 275-pound jiu-jitsu freak?
I mean...
All right, I'll go with Roy.
I don't know. I mean, like...
I'll go with Roy.
Yeah, you should.
I should.
I mean, actually, you know, the great thing about the UFC Fight Pass is it shows old fights. And I went back to, like, one of those Riku fights or whatever. Like, it was like... he was fighting a French guy named Wei. I don't know if you remember, W-E-I-T.
Is he from the Wu-Tang clue?
But he was 100-pound disadvantage, right? So the judo guy, he just laid on top of him, laid his weight on him, and then threw one of the nastiest elbow knockouts I've ever seen in my career, ever. So, you know, weight does matter in jiu-jitsu, especially for leverage and on the ground. So if Country could keep him down, he could have an advantage, but I think Frank just has too much experience and will get out of whatever he does.
All right. You go
that way. That's my rationale.
All right. And, you know, which is fine. I'm not giving you a hard time for your reasoning. I'm just saying to say that he has the experience. They both have experience.
I think he has more well-rounded experience, like in all discipline. And that's when he wins fights. Okay. Especially at this level, right? I mean, you got to take someone's weakness and then exploit it. So, because everybody's pretty good at everything. Like, well, you know, right? No? Yes? No?
Yeah, that you think Roy Nelson has weaknesses.
Well, I mean, let's look at the Khabib fight. I mean, it's supposed to be mixed martial arts, but we all know he's going to take it to wrestling as the discipline, right? That's his strongest suit. So, I mean, all these fights are tailored for the strength of the athlete, just like basketball. It's not even a 5-on-5 game. It's one guy versus one guy. One guy has the ball, one guy guarding him, and then it's like a 1-on-1 show. So, you know, you're going to take your opponent's weakness, and you're going to exploit it, and you're going to try to win. Dustin's going to try to knock him out. And Khabib's going to try to wrestle him and smother him like he did Khabib or Conor.
Khabib Poirier, Ryan Bader, Czech Congo at the same time.
It's awesome.
Do you have two TVs?
Yes.
Do you have?
I have two eyes.
Do you have two eyes?
One eye per, yeah, and I got a crazy eye, so I can watch both at the same time. If you're seeing my crazy eye, it's like all over.
You're all over. The best part is it's break time, so I can go 3 minutes without hearing you talk, which, look at this guy. He looks like he just woke up.
I know, look at this.
He's just happy to be here. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Zone.
Ooh, dang.
We be right back.
Ooh, dang.
Keep singing.
Max, I came to bring the Max Payne Griffin to the... Yeah, that's his theme song. He should walk out to that.
Why?
I'm calling him.
Is that in the song?
Yeah. I came to bring the pain, so I came to bring the Max Payne Griffin.
I've never heard these people that you're talking about.
We're gonna run it during the break. You're going to know who Wu-Tang Clan is after this.
You're going to play it there, or they're going to play it back in the ship?
We're FCC, so we'll do it here.
So we'll do it here. All right, let's go hit this for our final break of the afternoon. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is MC Hammer, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris, putting it down.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxen millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen,
you're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field. Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg's Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg's Sports Bar and Grill.
Join the Humane Society of Tampa Bay on October 12th for their signature Black Tie Gala, featuring adoptable pets, silent auction, cocktail hour with complimentary wine and beer, dinner and dessert, live entertainment, after party with dancing and cigar bar by the Riverwalk, and much, much more. Make sure to secure your spot now. Sponsorship opportunities and tickets sell out early. Buy tickets and learn more about our sponsorship opportunities at TuxesTalesTampa.com.
How you doing? This is Gilbert El Nino Melendez, Strikeforce Lightweight Champ, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Oh, wait, Jim. Oh, this is the what? What do you got?
You are listening to Knockout Radio. Coming back, most of the episode we've talked about Andrew Luck and his decision to retire from the NFL early.
Brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Zone.
And so let's go the other spectrum. Let's talk about the top 10 athletes who hung on too long. Like, you know, because we talk about how, what are you going to do, Randy Harris?
BJ Penn, Anderson Silva.
Hoyce Gracie getting beat up by Matt Hughes.
Well, he kind of left and then came back for that.
Wow. But,
which is still, he definitely stayed too long.
So we talk about, like, what would you do, Randy, without being a broadcast radio media guy? What would you do? You know, this is what you do. It's in your blood. It's what you've done for your career. What else are you going to do, right? So when do you know when to hang it up? And here are the top 10. And here, this one's going to hurt you. I'm sorry. But according to the Bleacher Report, .com.
Oh, so there you go. That or whatever.
No credibility. No. But number 10, Steve Carlton, who finished his career with the Twins.
Yeah. Won a World Series. Number I still nine. Have the Wheaties box.
Number nine. Is that the guy they call Lefty? I met that guy.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
Number nine, Evander Holyfield.
Okay.
Great. Gordie Howe, hockey player. Number seven, Emmett Smith. Surprised by any of that?
No.
Number six, Willie Mays. Mays ended up his career in the New York Mets uniform. Number five, Ricky Henderson.
Ricky did no wrong ever.
Ricky? Ricky ended up wearing a Bears. What is that, a farm league? Jerry Rice ended up as a Seahawk. And number three.
Yeah, that was weird.
Muhammad Ali. Number two, Michael Jordan ended up in a Wizards jersey. And, of course, number one, the one that's going to hurt you the most, one of two people you've gone on record saying you would pay money to see perform.
Brett Favre
as a Minnesota Purple People Eater.
All right, I'm going to disagree, and I'll tell you who should have been number one.
Okay.
I believe the person who should have been number one is Minnie Minosa.
Minnie Minosa, who's that?
Minnie Minosa played like five decades or four decades.
Okay.
Like he came back just to play one game, okay. Just so he could go into the next decade.
Okay.
Came up, he played for the New York Cubans of the Negro League in 47 to 49.
Okay.
Okay. Then he played from 49, call every single,
sure.
Blah, blah, blah. But he played for the Indians, White Sox, Cardinals, Senators, White Sox, in that order. So he started in 47, and 1980 was his last year of playing. 1980. 57, 67, 77. Wow. So 33 years.
Didn't an athlete just do that recently? And didn't they bring him back for one game so he could retire in the jersey?
Well, they do that all the time.
Like, why? I mean, is it just for the fans' sake? Is it just for, like, respect for what they did for that club or that franchise? Is it a combination of both?
Yeah, which I've always hated. I just like it.
Because it's hard to see Montana as a Chief.
My buddy Warren Sapp is a Raider, even though he is a Raider.
Yeah.
He's a Buccaneer.
Right.
He's the greatest Buccaneer of all time. It's tough to see that. But I've never liked, when they leave and Brett Favre goes all over and then comes back to Green Bay or,
I guess it's different now. I mean, today, free agency, these guys don't stick around. You know, they're here for a couple seasons maybe and then they're gone. You know, back in the day, you were like the franchise anchor, right? I mean, like a Montana, you stay for your 12 years
but
or
10 didn't.
Years. Or
Montana didn't stay.
I mean, I know. I mean, he left too, but
he went, yeah.
But I mean, he got pushed out by Young. He didn't choose to not stay.
Well, nobody chooses that,
right? I mean, Brady chooses when he leaves. I mean, he's leaving on his terms.
Not necessarily.
No.
Not necessarily. If he has an awful year this year, I mean, awful. They win two games. Is he going to leave on his own, or is Kraft going to say, we're done"?
I don't know.
And then Brady's going to say, "But I can still play for seven more years."
Maybe they'll bring Luck over.
Well, they'll go play golf together. But I'm just saying nobody really leaves on their own terms. They leave because of money.
Right.
They leave because the team doesn't want them there. More times than not, you're going to stay. The only person that I can really truly think of that has left on his own terms is Dean Ambrose.
Oh, okay.
The wrestler.
Right.
They wanted to re-sign him because of all the shenanigans and stuff that they made him do. He said, "I would never come back." And he left on his own terms. I'm sure there's others, but I just can't think of any right now.
Right.
Ryan Bader left on his own terms.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I mean, is it different?
Didn't Rory McDonald leave on his own terms? They wanted to keep him. That's leaving on your own terms. when they don't want to keep you.
But isn't that different, though, with the fighting? Because they fight, like, they get a fight contract, right? Like, two more fights. Like, Paige Van Zandt has one fight left on her contract. And did you see that she is declining Macy Barber because Macy sent Paige's husband a DM and is like, you know, direct messages on Instagram talking trash or whatever. You know, is there a boundary between your fighting career and like sending your husband a message? Like, is that a real valid reason to like not fight this chick?
You know, again, everybody is different. There are no lines on trash talking. There's none.
Everything's okay.
Like everything's
children,
okay.
Children, mothers, family.
If I'm going to fight you, okay, and let's just pretend I'm Nick or Nate Diaz.
Okay.
Okay, just for the sake of this conversation.
209, Stockton, California,
Nick
boys.
Nick and Nate Diaz don't care at all about their opponent.
Right.
Okay, Conor McGregor doesn't care at all about the opponent, right?
He doesn't care about much of anything.
No, but I'm just saying, right. if you and I are going to fight,
right,
and I don't care about you,
right,
all right, I'm talking crap.
Sure.
I'm not just to promote the fight, but I don't like you.
Right.
Why would anything I say be off limits? I don't care about you.
Because there's unwritten rules in sports.
Right.
What? You hit the pitcher and the batter, you hit the guy, and then you get plucked next time you go up. Like, there's retaliation. There's unwritten rules in every sport, and some things are off limits, right? I mean,
nothing off limits.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Should there be limits?
No.
Not at all?
No, not at all.
Anything is fair game when you're a professional athlete.
Not a professional athlete.
Or combat sport.
No. In life, there's off limits when
you hate someone. When you have a disdain for somebody.
Absolutely.
Who they are, well, what they are.
Absolutely. If I hate you, all right, I'm going to go the other way. And this is my belief.
Okay.
There are people that don't like me, right?
Yeah, I got a fan club.
Okay.
I'm the president of it.
So there are people who don't like me. Why would they care if they bring up my grandson? Let's be honest.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to hurt somebody, that's where you stick them.
They don't care.
Right.
If there's somebody that I hate so much and I will go up to a limit, what limit? There is no limit. There isn't. If somebody hates me.
There's limits in everything.
There's not.
All right, you eat cow, you eat chicken, but where do you draw the line? Horse?
I don't.
Are you so you eat horse?
I'd eat you if I was hungry.
I'm going to move over.
No.
Got to move a seat this way.
Seriously.
But where would you draw the line?
There is no line.
Wow.
There is no line.
Wow.
If you and I are on a desert island, it's either you or me, and I'm eating you before you eat me.
Well, that's a survival situation. But just in general, where would you draw the line? Turtle?
No.
Squirrel?
I'll eat anything. I'll try anything.
Wow.
Why would somebody say that? I would never eat. You'll eat anything if you're hungry.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
So where's the... No, there is no line in anything. There is no line in trash talking. It's stupid. Connor said the most ridiculous stuff.
Connor does crazy stuff, too. I mean, why is he fighting with random people, like hitting a 50-year-old dude in a bar? Actually, that brought up a good question. Like,
well, I'll be the judge.
If you're in Ireland, is it a car bomb or is it an Irish car bomb when you order a drink at the bar? Because you're already in Ireland, so you just say, give me a car bomb.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
You don't know what an Irish car bomb is?
No.
Oh. We got to go drinking.
No, that won't happen either.
Come on. Let's go.
So you think there's a line?
Would you order fries in France or French fries? You're already in France.
Well, no. You would have to say French fries.
No, you're just like, give me the fries. You're already here.
Fries could be anything. They don't have to be.
Sam.
I can't believe that you think there's a line in trash talking.
I think there is. I mean, obviously, John Jones has compassion for his
that's different.
His nemesis.
No, hold on a second. He didn't. That's not crossing or going up the line.
Because the next time they come out publicly to have beef again, is it going to mean the same thing? Because now you know he has a compassionate side. You know he has a caring side.
No.
So now the belief, you can't buy into that hype.
I can buy into the hype. He could still hate Cormier as much as he did before. He just has compassion that his dad died. I mean, I get that. I'm okay either side.
Okay.
I truly am. You know, there's people that reached out and said something to me about my dad.
Right.
You know, hey, I feel sorry, you know, blah, 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 blah. And I know they don't like me.
Okay.
So it hasn't changed their dislike for me.
Right.
And vice versa. But I also don't think if I dislike somebody that it's stepping over the line saying something negative about whatever. It's not, there is no rule on talking crap. It's stupid. But then when Khabib rearranges Conor's face for saying the things he said, part of it is because of the things he said. But unless there's a rule and nobody can tell you what you can and can't say, and we can even move this up to even hate speech and stuff. You know, there is no rule. There's no rules.
All right.
Who are you to tell me what I can say? And so if I hate you, like I said, people have brought up the grandson. People have brought up my dad. All right, we're out of time. Should have brought this up an hour ago.
You got worked up over the rules.
Main event, Gonzaga versus Bigfoot. Want to thank everybody for tuning in. Want to thank 8-Man Strong and Staff Zone. Hit me up on Twitter at Knockout Radio.
At Man1. Everybody.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Mike Allstott, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.